Very thankful this morning to have a faithful friend in Jesus. I ask an interest in your prayers. Some of us were visiting in the last week or two. They're talking about preachers and things that they say. And I was told I say this about every time, but it is because we are so desperately in need of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When we stand in this place, that His Word would minister to our hearts. And the burden the Lord had put on my heart to share this morning, my words are very inadequate. And it's going to take the Holy Spirit to minister to each one of us individually. Faithful is He that calleth you. I'd like to begin over in the 4th chapter of Matthew. We'll begin reading with the 18th verse. Said Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, and they followed him. In the book of Luke, in the 5th chapter, we find Jesus calling Matthew, or Levi, said he went and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, and he rose up and followed him. Now these men were just a few amongst others that Jesus had called to follow him. And in this case, these men left everything that they had to follow Jesus. There was something about Christ that they were persuaded that this is the one that we're willing to forsake everything in life to follow Him. They put their trust in this man called Jesus. We live in a world today that is full of suspicion. I don't know what you all would think if someone came by your way and said, Follow me. I'm not sure how quickly we would all be dropping our nets and leaving our table, leaving our jobs, leaving school, and saying, Oh yes, I'll follow you. We live in a world where there is a lot of suspicion. And part of it is because we live in a world where there has been so much broken trust. Time, people that you put trust and confidence in, and that trust was betrayed. And we live in a world where it's hard for people to trust other people. Because we live in a world where there's so many broken homes. We live in a world where mom or dad has left. We live in a world where people have placed their confidence and trust in politicians. And we don't have to look very far to see how that usually turns out. It didn't turn out like we expected it. Things didn't turn out. And so there is an air of suspicion, and there's an air of mistrust about everybody. Well, this politician didn't tell the truth, so then no politicians tell the truth. And that's the world that we live in. Mistrust. I've seen people raised up. I've seen, particularly, I'm thinking of some women that I've known through the years that their husbands did not treat them right. And took them through some very difficult circumstances and places. And these women, these wives, and these mothers have developed this thought in their mind that they freely communicate to people unjustly, but that there are no good men in the world. That all men are just cause for suspicion, and you can't trust any men. There's just no good men in the world. I would respectfully disagree with that. I believe there are still good, godly men in this world who are faithful and diligent and respectful and will treat their wife like Christ, love the church. That's their goal, but it's because there was a trust. There was a trust that was broken. Same thing holds for in religion. Movements, reformations, congregations,
People think this is the place. And they put their trust and their confidence in a movement or in a ministry. And somewhere along the line, there have been a lot of trust that have been betrayed. And people leave saying, everybody that goes to church is a hypocrite. You all have heard these things. There's no true Christian because in all preachers, you can't trust preachers because they'll lie to you. And you can't trust ministers because of this and that. Folks, we live in a world like that. But the message from the Holy Spirit is that the one that has called us this morning is faithful. And the Lord has not only called, He didn't only call John and Peter and Andrew and Matthew. Take note of the diversity of those disciples. Matthew was probably an educated man. He was a tax collector. He was educated. And then we have people that we read in the Scripture were ignorant and unlearned men. They were fishermen. The Lord Jesus called people from all walks of life, from all backgrounds, male and female, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor. Jesus called all manner of people and He called them to follow Him. Folks, the Lord has called all of us this morning to follow Him. The call this morning is not to follow a man. The call is not to follow a ministry. The call is not to follow this group of people because somewhere along the line someone is going to disappoint you. But with that being said, I still believe there are good, godly people. And I believe there are people you can trust in. But folks, I didn't leave my nets to follow a man this morning. I did not leave my nets. I didn't leave the things that I could have been doing to follow a man or a movement or a group. But I left my nets this morning to follow Jesus, the Son of God. And I can testify to you this morning, I have found that Jesus has been faithful. Jesus has never let me down. Yes, I've been disappointed in people. I've been disappointed in ministers. I've been disappointed in family. I've been disappointed in friends. And I've had some trust broken. But folks, Jesus Christ has never one time let me down. And He is worthy this morning to put your trust in. And when the Lord calls you, I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to forsake everything and follow Jesus Christ. The disciples saw something in Jesus that was worthy of leaving their nets behind them. They saw something that was worthy of forsaking those things. And do you know they never were let down? Not one time were they forsaken by the Lord. There are times that these men had failures. That's why I'm not following John. And it's why I'm not following Peter. I'm following Jesus Christ. And when we follow Jesus, do you know that we come in together like this morning, and we may come from different backgrounds and different places and different families, but do you know that when we follow Jesus Christ according to His Word, therein it begins to knit our hearts together, not because we're all farmers or we're all ranchers or because we all went to school over here or because we're all city people or country people. The thing that binds together is that we are following Jesus Christ. He will never let you down this morning. And so then these disciples from all walks of life came together and found a place. Yes, they had some issues sometimes. And yes, they had misunderstandings. But their hearts were knit together in unity because there was a common cause in following Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus has given all of us a call this morning. You young, this is the Son of God. I haven't been crucified, and I haven't experienced death. I've been on my deathbed. But I will tell you, I have seen the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And I would not trade this morning. I would not trade what Christ has done in my life
for all of the riches and recognition of this world, I recommend them to you. I know you young people and children, I've heard your parents testify of what God has done in their lives. It is because Christ has proven Himself faithful to follow. When I don't know where to go, when the Lord comes and He says, follow me, and I look at where He's leading, I'm saying, Lord, I'm not sure. This morning my waking prayer was, Lord, would You lead me today? And the Lord asked me a question back. He said, will You follow? Lord, help me to follow You. Because I have found that when I have followed my own thinking, I got in trouble. But I have found that when the Lord called me and I followed Him, I found that He was faithful to me. I found that He was trustworthy. I found that He wouldn't leave me in the lurch. I found that He wouldn't leave me alone. I found a faithful friend over in 1 Thessalonians, and this is the summary text this morning. In 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter, in the 24th verse, it said, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. What He calls you to, He's going to be there for you to see you all the way through your calling. It is one thing for someone to go and say, I've got a job for you to do, go do that job, and then go do something else. But it means something when someone says, this is what I want you to do, come with me and let me show you what to do with it. Let me show you how to perform. Let me show you what's needed. Folks, Jesus is faithful. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. He will perform it. He will go with you and see you through to the end. This morning, the Lord has given all of His calls. Scripture over in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 5th chapter, and the 7th chapter, rather in the 9th verse, He said, keep therefore the Lord thy God. He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments. Folks, God is faithful this morning. Have you found it to be so? Have you found the Lord faithful? Is there anyone here this morning that can say that God has not been faithful to you? I dare say the times in my life, and I brought this out in the message last Sunday morning, but in the times of life it kind of seemed like God had forsaken me. Kind of when you start looking around and feel like, Lord, where are You? I've discovered that He was still there. He hadn't left me. He was still there. God will be faithful. There is a scripture, a passage over in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Folks, when the Lord has begun to perform a good work, think about we're kind of coming to the end of the camp meeting season. Think about how the Lord has dealt with you. Consider the places that God has shown you. Maybe He wanted some more spiritual growth. Consider the consecrations you've made. Folks, not only has the Lord called, but He's going to be there to perform. He started a good work, and He's going to give you the grace and the strength that you need for that consecration to bring forth fruit in your life. He's going to be faithful to do that. Think about the plans. You know, the Spirit of the Lord comes and He has a different place in the body for all of us. He calls us, He leads us, He directs us. I want to point you back to that so familiar passage of Scripture in the book of Jeremiah in the 29th chapter in the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. You know, the Lord has an expected end for each and every one of us this morning. He has a place He wants to take us. He has something He wants to do in our life. So let's not be afraid to follow Him. You remember when the Lord came to Abraham? told them to get up out of your country and go. I'm not going to tell you where you're going. Just get up and go. You want to talk about some consecration? Abraham had learned in his younger life, somewhere through his trials and battles, that he could trust God. So when the Lord comes along and says, this is what I want you to do in your life, this is where I want you to go, that he is worthy of putting our trust in and saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you. We all have plans and dreams and purposes in life. And young people, there's nothing wrong with having dreams for life. But all of those dreams need to be brought under submission to the Lord. And when we fail to bring our goals and our plans in subjection to the Lord, folks, it's going to take us in a wrong place. It can take us down a wrong road. But again, if we will consecrate those things to the Lord, you will find that God will be faithful to you. He will lead you in a good way. He will lead you in a right way. And folks, I do not believe that there is any better life than a life of serving the Lord and following His plan. There have been times in life that when the Lord put His call, and I'll just, this is just personal. I know we all have our personal testimonies. But I will say when the Lord called my life to go a different direction in the service of the Lord, yes, it's brought some uncertain times and uncertain days, but I can testify that the Lord has been faithful. He's been faithful. He's been there. And there is, over in the book of Romans, a passage that many of you probably know by heart. In the 8th chapter of Romans, the 35th verse, there is a question asked, who can separate us from the love of God? If you have had your family and friends, if you've ever had love broken, people that you one time had close relationships with and friendships, and whether it's friends, family, and you had closeness and had that closeness betrayed, you know it can cause you to be very leery of entering into close relationships with people. And that's why we live in such a hurting world today, is because there's been so much betrayal. But the question was asked, who can separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Then he went on to say, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through Him that loved us. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principalities nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Folks, faithful is He that calleth you. There is no broken heart that He cannot mend. There is no sickness that He cannot heal. And when He does not heal in sickness, He is faithful to be there to give strength and grace and courage to enable us to keep serving Him, to keep the joy of the Lord in our life. Folks, He will not lead us astray. But I just, Lord, help to know, that to be reaffirmed this morning, that there's nothing that can separate you from God's love except your own decision and choice. Does not matter who or what, the circumstances, who shall separate us from the love of God, folks. God's love is going to be faithful to you this morning. And I remember as a child reading, it was a Chinese proverb or saying or philosophy, and it said, if you save someone's life, you are now accountable for them. If you save someone's life, you're now accountable for them. In other words, if they died, you know, it's over, but if you save their life, then you've got some responsibility to see that they make it through life. You know, Jesus died for each and every one of us. He has a vested interest in our welfare this morning. And He is interested then not only in our salvation, but He's interested in where you live. He's interested in your job. He's interested in your decisions. He's interested in the things that touch your life. He's interested in the relationships you have. Folks, He's going to be faithful to that. He's invested Himself in you. And while you may have been disappointed in other people, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. There's another area of His faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make it" what? "A way to escape." Folks, talk about a faithful God. When it seems like that there is no way out, and it seems like your back is against the wall and there's nothing you can do, folks, God is faithful. And it does not matter how strong the temptation is. It does not matter how hard the devil is working. The faithfulness of God, through His faithfulness, He will make a way to escape. You can make it this morning. All of us can make it because we serve a faithful Lord this morning. That gives me courage for tomorrow. It gives me courage for the battles that I face today. It gives me courage when I'm following the Lord and I look to next month and I look to next year and I say, "Lord, it's not looking real good. I don't know where this is all going to end up." And the Lord's saying, "Just follow me. Just follow me. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to lead you right." There are some people that have ulterior motives. We all know that. There are people that say, "We'll do this or do that," and they've got an agenda. Folks, the Lord's agenda is you this morning. He has your best interest at heart. He's not going to lead you astray. Faithful is He that calleth you. There are other scriptures that another area of God's faithfulness says over in Titus 1 and 2. It said, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." Folks, eternal life is ahead of us. How do we know that's going to be there? Because God cannot lie. He has been faithful every step of the way, and He promised us eternal life. You will turn, in closing, turn your minds back to when Jesus had taken a few of His disciples up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And do you remember where Moses and Elias appeared with Christ? And Peter and John, and they saw those three men. Moses representing the law. Elias or Elijah representing the prophets. So we've got the law and the prophets, and we've got Christ. And they said, "Let us make three tabernacles for them." And God spoke to them. And they fell down on their face. And God spoke and He said, "This is My beloved Son. Hear ye Him." And it said, over in the book of Matthew 17 and 8, it said when they lifted up their eyes, you remember what they saw? It said they saw Jesus only. Moses was gone. Elias wasn't there anymore. When they lifted up their eyes, they saw Jesus only. Saints, this morning, we need to get our eyes on Jesus. Because not everybody's going to do what you wish they would do. Not everybody that you put trust in is going to keep the trust. But I have found a faithful friend in Jesus Christ. When He calls, He's going to prove faithful. So my prayer this morning is, Lord, would You help us to keep our eyes on You? Would You help us, Lord, not to let our faith... I've seen people's world shaken because of their disappointments in people and things in life. But folks, if you will put your trust in Christ this morning, He's going to lead you right. And we're going to end up where He's taken us. So may we keep our eyes on Jesus only this morning. And as we were exhorted in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. So this morning, let's not be discouraged. Let's not be disheartened. But let us go forward with courage, being faithful in the One that has called us, because He's going to be faithful to us. May God bless you.